This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the show. It's CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and it's the magic of entertainment, the magic of the Unview. And of course, it is December. We had, it's the holiday festive season. I mean, it's...
It's ho 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 time.
It's a, yeah, you know, it's
with Christmas time.
With me, it's more like
you called me a ho.
More like slut. Depending how you want to. You know, I always say be very careful. Someone says like, Ellen, you're like such a whore, and I go like, no, actually, whores get paid. I do it for free. But that's just me. Ho ho ho. Hey, it's good to be with you. And of course, this is the Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We still can't work out who's who in the zoo.
I'm the thin.
I'm the rich.
And I shall be the fabulous.
I'll just kind of.
And you shall have to be all.
You can be the hoe, Alan. You can be the hoe.
If you've just joined us, of course, let me just tell you who's sitting in studio with me. I'm sitting with Ziyanda Yako.
Hi.
Who's from a phenomenal actress, by the way.
Thank you.
From a musical, The Big Bad Musical.
Yes.
She plays an evil stepmother. You know, since the days of Generation, I don't think a lot of black women ever did like evil roles. They were always like,
Nsiki, remember Nsiki?
Yeah, yes, but besides that, I mean, there was like very few.
Do you know why? I feel like that it was we were trying to get past the apartheid thing.
Really?
So yeah. Now we can do whatever we want. I feel like I'm the one that's going to get our land back.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm the first one now to play an evil role after Nsiki, and then I'm going to get our land back.
The role then we should look for was Grace Mugabe the musical. That's the one.
Okay.
That's a joke.
That's the one.
We're going to chat to you in a moment. We've got the wonderful Timothy Molloy in studio. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely having you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was great to leave Gareth's show and bring you straight into studio.
Yes.
You're my two very special guests. We'll also chat to Charlotte Butler, who's the director of The Big Bad Musical. We can chat to her in a moment as well. And of course, we've got the one and only Matthew Coonan in studio.
Morning.
Chatty Matty, how you doing?
Okay, you?
We're good. We're good.
We're amazing.
We're in December. It's the festive. Tim and I will be talking about the wonderful Clifmas Carols.
Yeah.
There's
a pun in that somewhere, isn't
it? I know, yeah. It's
I'm trying to make it out, though.
It's going to be fun at the lyrics. Yeah. So we're going to do, you know, we've got the Grammy Award winners behind us.
Yes.
Which I think is quite cool. I think it's a cool thing.
It is a cool moment to just, you know, create some magic. And
that's what it's about. We'll chat to Bev Breyer from the Soweto Gospel Choir. Yeah. And they've not one Grammy, a few. You know, it's multiple Grammy Award winners.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And you know, I haven't done this for a while, so I needed to bring a few big backups just to like hold my own.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I mean, you have to have a great backup vocalist.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Grammy Award winners.
But you are more than going to hold your own, so I'm not worried.
We'll play that in another moment. Okay. But there's lots to talk about today, and of course, what a great year it's been. We're going to chew some fat, and that's why I want you all in the studio. It's going to be lots of fun. But you know, I want to tell you something. I do love this man, and you know, he's my namesake. Dukwe L squared. I'm not as funny. Can't get even close to him. And it's not a laughing matter.
There's no laughing matter going on yet.
There's a matter and Ellen matters. Yeah!
Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh my goodness. Jesus, this is going to be fun today. I tell you. Usually it's a much more controlled environment. But hey.
It's a festive
thing to Ellen.
Yes.
Ellen Committee's on the line. Ellen's got a new show that is just previewed recently. And it opens. It's called Laughing Matters. Ellen, thank you for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure. I report to you from the very heart of Cape Town, in the very crotch of the south of the country, and I'm thrilled to be part of the show. Here in lovely Joseville.
Ellen, I mean, first and foremost...
What an opening.
But, I know, the crotch of the... But I must tell you something. I'm a fan of the crotch.
Go on.
In general.
We like the crotch.
We love the crotch.
The crotch is a good place.
I'm talking about Cape Town. His reference to this, 100%.
Okay, Cape Town.
So, Ellen, tell us all about the show. When does it open, and how long is it running for? You're at the theatre on the bay.
It's a beautiful theatre on the bay, right there on the Camps Bay beachfront. We started two nights ago to a really good response from the audience, and we're on for the whole of the festive season, right through to January the 14th, every night, Monday to Saturday. Sunday's off because someone must rest on Sunday. And it's really a kind of a two-half madcap review of 2016, let's be honest. The material almost writes itself. Mm. It's kind of crazy. It's been a mad, silly year. And laughing does matter. So we'll be mining some laughing matter and sharing it with, hopefully, fun big crowds.
Ellen, I need to ask you a couple of things because I've actually written down some of the issues of 2016 and I want to see if I've got them right. Of course, Jacob Zuma.
Right, go on. Well, Jacob Zuma, yes. A president we'd like to count on, but, you know, he's not always able to count on anything. Quite right, yes.
Correct. The SABC.
The SABC, that's always tremendous. The SABC, even now, as we're speaking, has stopped once more to start later, to begin earlier from when they would have begun if they hadn't started once they had begun later, from when they would have got money that they hadn't used if they could have used it late. Are you being sponsored? I don't even know. I think I've just been offered work at the SABC. Oh, no, there it's gone again.
Sounds like my contract, Alan. Yeah, there we are. And I still haven't been paid. It's going to be an interesting Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I might have to be standing on those streets. Then, of course, Oscar back in jail with longer. Do you bring him up or are we done with him?
Oh, well, I didn't hear that. Who?
Oscar.
I was, because the Olympics was the one bright point of this year, I thought. And that one, I think after 3 days we hadn't won a medal. I thought the only medal we would get was for not sending us, Pistorius, to the Olympics. I think we are kind of done with him now. I'd like to see the egg and spoon race come back to the Olympics because that was a fun event for young people. And then if we have, he's already got spoons. Is that too soon? That's too soon.
I'll tell you what is too soon
is 6 years. But that's...
Alan's on a roll. Of course, a big issue. Fees must fall.
This is, the revolution that's been carried out on the internet. Hashtag fees must fall. I think a lot of the middle class people, whether they agree with the students or not, the real issue is they don't know what a hashtag is. So I concentrate on that in the show. I try and help people with what, because Afrikaans people think it's hashtag and that it means quickly. So that is something we have to unpack and educate the people with.
And then, Alan, of course, the story of the year has got to be Trump versus Hillary and, of course, Trump winning. It's got to be.
Absolutely. This was the big news. And in fact, it forms most of the show in the sense that although I don't focus on the politics, it does speak to the kind of unexpected around the world. No one has seen all these tremendous or tremulous, if you will, events happening from Brexit to Trump to the world recession that happened a couple of years ago and still sits with us. And then even in Australia, you know, Australians are upset. They didn't expect their rugby and cricket sides not to be number one. So they're saying, what is the point of Australia? Which I think we've been asking for a long time. Donald Trump, of course, the big news of the year. This is something we're unpacking. So the show is filled with all of that madness. But I also talk about these little things like health and diet and traffic, both here in Cape Town and around beautiful South Africa. And we talk about some of the silly, mundane things which sometimes provide more stress than the big news of the year, if you know what I mean. And that's what makes 2016 such a silliness.
You know, Al, I've got to tell you something. I've had a bad weight year. It's just been one of those. So what do you recommend? Are you on a banting regime? Well, because it's Cape Town. We've got to look good. I'm going to Cape Town.
I'm panting at the moment.
Are you panting?
I'm panting.
That's right.
I love panting.
Banting is the big thing, isn't it? And even when people tell you banting, I'm banting. And they talk like that because you can see the carbs is stuck in their throat. and it's very tricky. No, it is. It's hard. No, you laugh, but it's true. I myself, about a month ago, I started a diet. And after the month, I've lost 30 days. And that's actually quite frustrating, if I'm honest with you. So it is an ongoing battle. I'm actually trying, and not to kind of promote any one thing, but I have started body check. Have you tried the body check thing?
That thing like where they shock the shit out of you during that one.
Oh, really?
I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's like passive exercise.
I've tried body check. And
is that why you shrunk?
But they haven't found groups. They've just found individual muscles. And we're trying to bring all the muscles together now in a social meeting. I'll report back to you.
Alan, I must say, Graham Watkins used this as one of my... And I use this with... Some people are built for speed, and others are just built for comfort.
Yes.
So we've got to deal with it, you know? It's like, seriously, I mean...
Everyone plays a role.
Absolutely.
Alan Committee, your show started the 6th of December. It runs to the 14th of January, Theatre on the Bay. It's going to be loads of fun. Cape Town is rocking, and we look forward to I'm definitely going to come and see it and lach, and it's going to be a jaw. Any other special things happening in and around town that you'll be doing around New Year's and Christmas, or are you going to play right through?
Well, the nice thing with this show is because it's in the one venue, and it's so beautifully located. We do have a Christmas we have a Christmas Eve show. We have a New Year's show, which will end just before midnight. And then there are all kinds of specials and meals and glasses of champagne and bubbly and madness. So that's a, it's a good thing to do. Of course, you're absolutely right. Cape Town is pumping at the moment. Everyone coming down here. It's going to be a good festive season. It's fun to be here in the mother city. And this show, of course, will come to Joburg middle of next year. So it will come back to Josie Town, which I'm always excited to share with everyone up there. But in the meantime, if you're down here, and I suspect a lot of the Joburgers will be here, then come and pop in. There should be a bit of festive silliness.
Alan, we look forward to being there and seeing the show. It's called Laughing Matters. That's Alan Committee. Thank you for joining us, Al. Be good.
No problems. Have a good one. Bye.
Be good. Cheers. That's going to be very
what a
good.
Hoot.
Oh, I love it. See, I wanted to chew the fat about some of those issues with these guys in the studio. We're going to chat in the next 10 minutes to Bev Breyer from the Soweto Gospel Choir, the Grammy Award winning phenomenal group. We'll chat to Bev in a moment. We also, because good backups. You need people to
always.
Back. You know, I get nerves. It's not my thing. So like,
but nerves are good. It's so how like, you use them.
We're gonna like, yeah. Oh, happy. Yeah. We've been doing a couple.
You channel them, and then they make you even greater.
So we're gonna chat about the choir. We Timothy and I are going to rehearsals after this.
No pressure, eh?
Yeah. Just the Grammy.
Don't suck. Don't suck, Alan.
Just got the Grammys on the one side. Tim and the other.
It's going to be fabulous.
A happy day.
Yes, honey.
Yeah. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
No
big
one.
Bad
wolf.
Yeah, no nerves here. No nerves. You know, it's good to have everyone in studio. We're going to come to you in a moment. But Timothy, first and foremost, you just got back from...
Russia.
Yes. Nostravia.
Nostravia.
How are you? So that was Greek.
That was
where was that from? I mean, that sounded like a Greek from the Cape Flats.
I would like to be knowing. How are you shocking. This morning?
Do you watch Shameless? That Russian woman from Shameless. What's her name?
Which one?
The
we'll
the
call her Natalie.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I remember that
one. Yeah, from Russia.
Yeah,
okay. So I need to ask. Okay, I'm intrigued by something.
Yes.
Little blonde girls go to like China and these places,
yes.
And then like, everyone goes, "Oh, Hong Chong Chi, oh, look!" And let me touch the golden hair. That's
not
of the
offensive.
So,
Hong Chong Chi.
Sorry, I just went for a bar. Okay, but like Russia, black people. Is that, do they like? I mean, was it?
Did they look at you
strangely?
A little bit. But I must say, we were in Moscow. We started in Moscow, mm-hmm. but there we were quite busy. So it was like hotel, theater. Mm. And then we got onto this high-speed train from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which was amazing because it was all in snow. And then when we got to St. Petersburg, it's very metropolitan. It's very modern. People are very chic and, you know, people are smiling. So, I mean, you get some stares, but people are very respectful and they're sort of, you know.
I mean, not to be weird. I mean,
no, be weird.
Do you get like odd looks because you're black? I mean,
In South Africa?
No, man, I'm not.
What? I will.
No, man, in Russia, you fool. You? No, we give you odd looks in South Africa if you're black.
If you're black.
I mean, black people, you odd.
Okay,
the white is out of here. What are you talking about?
I've never been to Russia, so I feel like this is the wrong person that you're asking.
But that's why
you should ask him.
But you interjected with in South Africa.
Okay,
I mean,
okay, let me keep going. It's not my turn.
So black
yeah,
people.
No,
hold on. Yes.
In South Africa, we look at black people weirdly. I mean, really.
Yeah.
What? Is it not the 1940s? Things have changed. I mean, really.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just like, I don't know, it felt like being in any, like, you know, European city. It didn't feel, it wasn't like people stop and stare, the eyes pop out of their eyes. It wasn't like that at all.
Okay.
But I mean, as I say, it was just very enjoyable walking the streets of...
I met a guy.
Yeah.
No.
I did.
You met a guy?
Okay.
You're killing me here today. Okay. I met a guy in the United States. He lived in Connecticut. He was not bad. We went to I met him in a bar. Anyway, so after a couple of days in New York City, just enjoying ourselves in going to like the Pig and Whistle and that type of stuff, he was like, "So, what is South America like?" I said, "I'm from South Africa." He says, "But you're not black." I'm like, "No, but." And the man seriously thought there were only black people in Africa. He didn't.
They saw
and that's in America.
And the lions roam the streets.
But they ride giraffes.
No, but I mean, banker, clever, good looking. Come on.
No, just banker.
and good looking.
Banker, yeah, yeah, take away the B. Take away the B and
but I mean, even when I studied
there,
people were like, oh, you speak such good English. What are you learning?
You speak so
well.
Where
did you get your clothes? You know, so it's
they expect you to be like,
where are your skins?
You see, they're thinking the circle of life. They're thinking Lion King.
But just to mess with them, I think I would totally just go with that whole thing and just not speak English.
Yeah, I think after a few years of being in Ohio, I started going with it. They'd be like, do you have a lion for a pet? I said, yes. And they'd be like,
his name is Simba.
Awesome, you know.
Simba. I know, I've got elephants in my backyard. Oh, and the best ever is you must see when I walk on the streets, I trip over these diamonds as rocks. You know?
It's like, terrible. Yeah.
Really, people do. It's quite crazy.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful experience. It started snowing literally as we landed and it never stopped until we left.
Had you seen
and
snow
it
before?
Was just magical. Yes, I had. In
1981. No, don't laugh.
Was it 81 or 82?
Why are
snowed?
You laughing at me?
First it's Ching Chong Chua, then it's have you seen snow before? I mean, Alan, why don't you just make
us
call you
Buzz
and bring you some water?
Alan is asking because he hasn't seen snow.
I've never touched it. I've traveled the world. I've been to like at least 50 countries.
Yeah.
And I've never touched snow. I've seen it. I saw it on the top of Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
I've never ever touched snow.
Hail doesn't count.
It doesn't. Okay, and that sleet that just once happened.
Yes.
I believe I saw it in 1981, but I can't remember it. I was three.
Wait.
Well, that's the one I saw. I think I was about
in 1981, you were three.
Yes.
How old are you now? Like 3 years younger than God.
Ooh, and I'm even older than that.
Yeah, you're 41.
Now I remember it from then. And then it did snow, like, I think, was it 2 years ago? We had that one day.
There was.
It, like, it was proper,
it snowed
snow
while we were rehearsing for some show.
And I was in England. And I was in summer.
As it would happen.
Alan.
Sorry, man.
And here's the worst. I was in the United States, in New York, for Christmas once. We sat there. We went through New Year's, went through Christmas, New York City, pray for snow. And we left on the run about the 10th of January. And I'm not a word of a lie. I look out the window, and as we're taking off from JFK, ding dong, the sleet comes down, the snow happens.
It's nice to be white, Snow. We prayed for snow. We pray for food.
Yeah, we need to talk to Murphy.
But now this is explaining things, because when we were watching Slava a little earlier this year, and
that's
it was
why
all
I went
you
crazy.
Were in your freaking element.
I know, I still and there's so everyone says, but why haven't you been skiing? I mean, you've been everywhere. I've been to the Amazon, I've been to Mogadishu, I've been to the Gorillas in the Mist, I've done a lot of stuff. Okay. But here's the thing. He said, I'm clumsy, so I know I'm the person that's going to fall down the mountain, break my leg, and I'm the one in a it's just,
that's me.
It's not for blacks.
No, it's not for blacks. You and me, Alan.
You and I. It's just not
you
for
and
black.
I.
Yeah, well, I try. I gave it a ice skating a shot, and I just felt miserable.
Oh, no. It's just,
what were you thinking?
It looks more glamorous than it really is.
You just
want
to try. You know, at least you can say you try.
Sit in the chalet and drink hot chocolate, honey.
Man, bring out the glue
vibe. Instagram.
Bring out the vodka.
But there is a problem.
What?
Because I need to go to these places because I'll be I like the Nordic look.
Yeah.
I love tall blondes.
Sven.
I'm obsessed. Sven, I know. I could really.
We'll call him Sven.
Hans and Sven.
Hans and Sven, yeah.
Ooh, I know. I could so.
Gurdy, gurdy.
We're going to chat to Bev Breyer, this from the Soweto Gospel Choir, in a moment. We're also going to talk about the Big Bad musical that's also coming up. And of course, this is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. And of course, you're on cliffcentral.com. Ann Powers, us very special guest here on cliffcentral.com. This is The Unview with Alan Ford and my darling Matthew Coonan.
But no, I wasn't 25 in 79. You're crazy, your maths is mad. I was much younger.
79, you were 25.
I couldn't have been because I got married to Bill when I was in 1981 and I was 22.
God, 79.
Yes.
That is how long ago? 35 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
Then you're 70.
Exactly.
View the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
So the Clifford Miss Carols happen this Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Lyric Theatre, Gold Reef City. It's a beautiful space.
It is.
It's a beautiful
space.
It's
a lovely theatre.
So I'm going to sing. The last time I did this with Gareth was almost 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was myself, Gareth Cliff, mm-hmm. John Webb from Carte Blanche.
Yeah.
And Onan Iguala and Benedict Macher. We used to kind of do all the concert in the zoo and the park, and we used to do it together. We were like the, if you get Gareth Cliff's new book, you read that we were these interns.
Did anybody come?
They were packed, actually.
What kind of a question is that?
Zee, there's a lovely door you can just walk.
I love you. I love you.
But Zee can say, I'm liking you, Father. I'm liking it. But so to do this after such a long period of time, instead of singing in church for weddings and funerals, I'm like the funeral singer, basically. I needed a bit of backup. So I thought that Timothy, obviously, superb. Luther Vandross special this year, just blew everyone away. He was in a show called United the Stars with the kids on stage was
the
beautiful.
J-Y-O.
Yes, the Jam.
Which was exceptional.
Night with the Stars.
Night with the Stars.
Something was going on there. Like and that was the Joburg Youth Orchestra. And of course, I've known you for years, and you did Panto last year. And I thought, I need some backup. So Timothy, you know, award-winning, brilliant
collaborator.
And then I thought, you know, we all need some backup. So you might as well go to like Grammy Award winners.
Why not?
They might pull in two or three people.
That's a logical progression, right?
Exactly.
I need a little bit of backup so I get to Grammy winners. And then Grammy Award winning.
Makes complete sense.
That's how do we roll, baby? That's how we roll.
Yeah.
On the line, Bev Breyer. I'll never forget doing one of the first interviews about this phenomenal choir that came from Soweto. They are the Soweto Gospel Choir. How many Grammys is it now, Bev?
It's actually four. It's two for the choir on their own. And in fact, it's five. It's two on their own, two with someone called Christopher Tin, who won the first Grammy for a video recording. A video game recording, which the choir sang some songs on that album, and then one with Peter Gabriel when they sang the closing song for the movie Wall-E.
Amazing.
I mean, five Grammy Awards.
Sure.
Amazing.
Bev, that's a high five, right?
That's a high five. Yay, babe. Uh-huh. Bev, it's been an incredible journey, and I'll never forget when this started all those years ago, and it was a day when, and I can remember this quite well, that they... If I'm and correct me if I'm wrong, but that like we were trying to raise funds to even get them transported to the music to the studios to get outfits those days. Sure, things have changed, eh, Bev? Discuss this progression and how you feel about it.
We're still trying to raise funds for getting them to places, so that hasn't necessarily changed. The only thing, the main thing that's changed is they're going to much bigger and more exciting places. So obviously it's actually now going into our 15th year. Mm. And since those early start days of, you know, when we started, and I remember doing auditions, and there was, it started in 2002, and I was approached by an Australian promoter who said he just had this tour of Australia where he'd cancelled another choir, and can David Malavie himself put together this a gospel choir to come and take those dates. So I remember saying to all the members, look, it's a once-off, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but like, if you're willing to just, you know, see how it goes, let's do it. And they said, absolutely. And, of course, we go there, sold out, you know, 2 months of touring. We went to Edinburgh, got sold out. Mm. And from there, it just, you know, it's been 15 years, literally, of traveling around the world, as I say, the five Grammys and Emmy with you too. An Oscar nomination,
Peter
Gabriel, performing with just about every artist he used to perform with. Our patron is Archbishop Tutu. We've performed for the, you know, for Madiba many times.
I will never forget this, Bev.
Amazing.
As long as I live, the first, it was before 46664. It was the Nelson Mandela concert, long before the 4, or was it the first 46664, I think?
It was the first one.
That we all had the Bedouin tents at the back of the stage, and there was the Soweto Gospel Choir, and Annie Lennox was on stage with them, and the next thing, there was Peter Gabriel and Beyonce.
Magic.
Beyonce. Oh. Of course, local artists like Danny Kaye and Yvonne Chaka Chaka. I mean, I go back and think about that literally 14 years ago, and you think, oh my goodness.
Still goosebumps.
And if I remember correctly, Bev, Cliff Central's very own Rena Broomberg was invited to come to some of those auditions, and people like Hazel Feldman. Am I correct? All those years ago.
Yes, in actual fact, when I was approached, because my background is actually rock music, I used to work for big concerts and I worked for a rock music promoter in Australia. And when I was approached to do this, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I don't know anything about African gospel. So I remember talking to the late David Mamabetsi, and he said, no, he's on board. And then I talked to Hazel. And I just said, Hazel, I've been commissioned to do this. Can you help? You know, help us. And for the first few months, Hazel came on board and helped with putting together the first show because, as I said, that wasn't my background and I was like, quite nervous about it. So she was very instrumental then. And Rena and I, you know, have known each other since we were at junior school. And so, you know, she's always supported me and vice versa. And I remember when we first started saying to her, please, you know, come have a look, come have a listen. What do you think? So she's also been there, you know, like Gareth and yourself from the beginning, just kind of with ideas in progress, listening to the excitement, listening to the stress, you know. So it's all kind of been family in a way.
I got to write it in a book because no one will believe that we sat there and like mainstream radio station, because 702 back in the day used to be like the second poor cousin, you know, that because we were AM.
The ginger cousin.
Seriously, that's what happened. Yeah. The ginger, yeah, just the ginger cousin.
I need ginger cousin.
Correct. And no one else wanted to know about the choir. No one wanted to support. And we used to have them on the show. We used to go off to then the Joburg Theatre, the Civic Theatre. And those were the days when this choir began. And I mean, it's incredible to see 5 Grammys, an Emmy, an Oscar nomination, 15 years later, and you're singing with us on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So exciting. That's the most exciting bit of it all. I mean, we're doing some rehearsals this week with the Idols, with Gareth. We're rehearsing with you today in Proverb. And, you know, this is, we've become regulars with your carols. And it's just, you know, it's always such
very exciting.
An evening. Plus, the singing's wonderful. And from what I've heard this week, I think it's even better than in the past. And there's some amazing songs, there's some collaborations, and then the choir does a few of their own songs. So I think it's going to be a fabulous evening. I really do think so. And, you know, and everyone so far is enjoying themselves. And the audience, you know, the people there are going to enjoy it. I'm absolutely sure of that.
Bev Breyer, I tell you something, you're a superstar, and thank you for bringing these people together. Thank you for because it was not an easy job, and I can tell you that.
No, it's not an easy job.
I mean, I still remember when you came back with the Grammy. It's kind of crazy, the first one. But congratulations, the Soweto Gospel Choir. Excellent. We are so privileged.
And thanks for all your support, and we just hopefully they'll go on for another 20 years. I probably won't, but hopefully it's just, you know, onwards and upwards.
Come on, Bev, you're around for 100 years. Look at you, baby.
You look great, Bev.
You look fab, Bev.
You look
great.
You know, I'm kind of passing the bats on soon. But, you know, they'll carry on, and hopefully there will be more Emmys and even those farmers in the future for them.
Thank you. Bev Breyer, that is the creator, the founder, actually, not creator, because people create themselves, but of the Soweto Gospel Choir. Thank you for joining us, Bev. That's an incredible story.
Yes, it is.
We were dragged along, Gareth and I. We're like, oh. Here we go.
What is this thing? Yeah,
it's like that gospel show. I mean, I love Rebecca Malop, but you know that show.
Hands off, Dr. Ribs. Please.
But you know, like you can see those shows. You thought, and then you saw things that you never knew.
Yeah,
I will never forget the first outfit. I mean, it was absolutely. And then I brought them onto 3Talk. No one wanted them on TV. So as I walked off 702 platform. It was the first year of 3Talk. It was the first Christmas, and we brought the Soweto Gospel Choir to come and sing 5 Christmas carols. But seriously, it's such history. So we're going to rock, Timothy.
Indeed. Yes. So excited. I'm so excited.
Oh, we got it. Oh, happy day.
I was going to say, can you disclose what you're singing? Is it a surprise? What is the story?
I just said today's a happy day. What did I say?
No, right.
It's one of the songs.
It is this simple. This is how simple it works. Are you joining us next year?
Yes, of course. Like, I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to be hosting. Hi, everybody. I'm going to be hosting the show with you from now on. I've decided. I'm going to come back. I'm just going to show up to work. Bye, Matt.
Wait a second. Yeah, he was talking about Christmas carols. Can we just contain yourself for a second, please?
I only have one man in my life. Hey, Matthew.
Whoa!
And dynamite does come in small packages, baby.
Boom.
Okay. I retreat back to my corner, but I will show up every day and sit on that couch.
I do like you. You can stay.
Thanks.
You can stay. So we're gonna go off to a rehearsal. Yes. But I don't want you to go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do want you just to move for 1 second because yes. I want to chat to Charlotte Butler, who's the director of
Fantastic.
The Big Bad Musical. Come and grab a chair. Charlotte, I want to know about the Big Bad
Musical.
It's
the hot seat.
Woo-hoo, Charlotte.
So Charlotte, like, how do we start this whole thing? Who's afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
The Big Bad Wolf.
Big Bad Wolf. Who's afraid of the Big
Bad Wolf? We should have spoken to you before we started directing.
That
would have been perfect to start the show with.
So what is it about?
Okay. Big Bad Musical is about the Big Bad Wolf being brought to justice by Little Red Riding Hood, by the three pigs, all the terrible things that he's done.
Really?
Yeah, and
has he been bad boy?
He has been. I mean, you know, he blew down the houses.
Of course.
He ate Little Red Riding
and
grandmother.
And her grandma.
And
of course, Wildy Coyote.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go with it.
He was also a bad guy.
Yeah, but it's kind of wolfy.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
It's not nice. No. And he's brought to court by all the fairy tale characters, and he has somebody defending him. And that would be Xander, the evil stepmother. Such typecasting at the time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I heard that the name of the wolf was Jacob. Jacob the wolf.
You know, we'd be back for a name, but I think that's it.
That's what I read in the presser.
Really?
That's Jacob. What we call him. Off stage.
Jacob the wolf.
Hey, Jacob, man.
Hey, Jacob.
That's represented by Isis, the wicked stepmother. And of course, all the people that are going to blow the house down, the fees must fall.
Yeah.
So we're going to. So Jacob the wolf and Isis. You've just
made your production sound a whole lot better than ours.
I'm
we'll be opening next year, people.
Who's going to be big and who's going to be bad?
I'll be bad.
Okay, I'm going to be bigger. Shut up!
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Okay.
Listen, excuse me, you're right. I thought you were talking about something else.
You know.
Right? Okay, sorry.
Ooh, right.
I meant about ego.
That just fell. I just got that.
I like it here.
Okay, so now tell us about this wonderful show of yours and the cast and where's it's in the Riddleport.
It's the Riddleport Theatre, a fabulous theatre. Mm. You're talking about the Lyric Theatre being a fabulous theatre, and it is. It absolutely is. But the Riddleport Theatre is a bit of an undiscovered gem, I think.
It's
an amazing theatre. It really is. Beautiful theatre. And we'll be opening on the 15th and playing to the 23rd, 2:30 and at 7:30. And so if you're not leaving Johannesburg and you've seen the pantomime, but you still have about R100 left in your pocket, then come and see Big Bag Musical. It's the tickets are 100 to 150 rand. excuse me. So it's there for the family. It's really a community theatre. And we know there's Joburg Theatre, there's Riddleport Theatre and the Soweto Theatre. Mm. And it's a lot of fun. It's an hour long. So,
That's perfect.
You don't have to fall asleep for the rest of the time. You can get through the first hour.
Especially with little kids.
With the little kids and them jumping up and down. And then the audience gets to decide whether Big Bad
Jacob
is guilty or not.
So there's audience
do we vote?
Yes, you vote.
You're the jury.
Oh.
The audience is the jury and decide whether the Big Bad Wolf is in fact guilty.
Who's the judge?
Oh,
Mandla.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Gorgeous judge.
Oh.
You've got to.
It sounds like Judge Judy in some way. Mm.
Oh, no.
But now, question. So they decide whether he's guilty or not. Is there like an A ending and a B ending?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's like choose your own story. Do you remember Goosebumps? Your own story.
Yes. You choose Alan's your own ending.
1981. It was a bit lost.
But born in 1978. Can we get the right year?
Guys, this is frightening.
Timothy was in 76. Leave us alone. I mean, come on.
Born in 76 and born in 78.
Yes.
Okay. 76 is a more iconic year.
Let's guess when I matriculated.
Tim, I'm with you.
Uh-oh. This is a trick question.
Charlotte Butler, which year did you matriculate?
1977.
Goodness.
So right
when
now.
When Noah built the ark.
You were but a puppy, darling.
I was in conception. I was in.
You were just
a
spark.
Twinkle in your mother's eyes.
No, I was showing.
Were you a big baby?
I'm born in
baby. Were you a big baby?
I actually wasn't.
So when you were fetus, she looked like she was 3 months. No.
Why not?
You.
Ziyande Yaku.
Do you want to leave now?
Yes. Please do not go and see the Big Bad Musical. But first and foremost, there's something important to be said about things for kids to do over the holidays.
Yeah.
Because it's very interesting that, you know, we complain about television and playing outside, but the best way to get a child the creative mind moving is to actually see movement at all ages.
Mm.
So whether it's Annie in Cape Town, whether it's the Panto in Johannesburg, whether it is other community theatre, or it's the Big Bad musical, Durban's got Sound of Music.
Yeah.
All right. What a wonderful, beautiful creatures at Empress Palace opens this week.
That's right.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Tonight, in fact, yeah.
There's lots of magical things to take the kids to do and see. So this nonsense, I have nothing to do with my kids over the holiday season.
No, it's
and
rubbish.
And you've got to just take them temp and bowling. It's nonsense.
It's rubbish.
And the tickets are literally $100. That's a movie ticket.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Mm. And who wants to watch a movie?
I want to talk to a different point quickly.
Go.
Charlotte, it's an original musical.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, your creative juices have just gone absolutely wild and you've borrowed from other stories.
I'd like to take the credit for it, but the play existed.
Okay.
We bought the play from London.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's kind of like Into the Woods.
Yeah.
You know, all the different characters have been drawn
pulled
on.
Pulled out of their stories.
And, I mean, they're all true, the fairy tale stories as we know them, but we always only see it from the one point of view, from Little Red Riding Hood's point of view, from the three pigs. But now we hear from the wolf's point of view as well, because he has this fantastic...
Well, Jacob has got to defend himself.
He's got to defend himself, and he's getting backing. She inherited a lot of money from grandfather. So she's able to do this pro bono, and then she's coming to pro bono.
Yes, okay. I actually say in the story that I'm actually doing this pro bono, and I'm not. I don't do pro bono work. Actually, that's it.
You don't, but I think this one
you're doing.
This one you are.
Yes,
but because we all know where she's getting money from.
Oh, so of course, from the Wicked Witch who. The Hansel and Gretel's house down the street.
Yes. Sachsenwald.
Yes.
Somewhere.
We are from.
Whoa! Oh, who said that?
Who's got time for theatre? If you do not listen to the show, we have just invented. So next year's.
Radio theatre.
It's Hansel and Gretel next year.
The Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This sounds like fun. So, Zianda.
Yes.
Who are you? Tell us a bit about yourself. Go.
As a person or the character?
Are they not the same?
Ten out of ten.
Matt, I put you on my side.
Are you on?
How, Matt?
I tell you, we're having a lot of... This is very good, Matt. Very,
Matt,
very
I promise good. You, I'm not going to sit here every day and try and take your
Listen,
job.
Listen, we...
I promise.
Darling, you're not my type, but I promise if you were, we'd be bouncing. Because I love a nice pair of matsuri. I can't
lie. Yes, that's why I wore this for you today. I was hoping you'd notice the matsuri.
And I also got a very nice. I love it. Please have a look at the photos on Instagram, on the website later, and we'll show them off. But okay, so tell us about just firstly, I love when someone introduces themselves as you're about to go on air, as to, you know.
I know. It's my show. I'm going to talk about me now.
I know, exactly. Yeah. And then more importantly, this is what I heard because I've got headphones on.
Yeah.
I heard. As I get up, I'm like a hoe. I said, what? I'm like a hoe.
Yeah, you called me a hoe.
I didn't call you a hoe.
You did.
I heard you say, you know how much it takes
my
to get this hoe go?
I to get my hoe up.
I was saying
yes.
Fro.
I need to get my hoe up.
My
yes.
fro up.
I'm a hoe and I can't get it up. That's what
That's
I heard.
Right.
Oh.
I'm a hoe and I can't get it up. So I thought there might have been there might have been Hedwig.
You know?
I got confused for a second.
I was talking about my fro and, so she and said, that I couldn't get it up.
So, yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, this is going
south.
South.
So south.
And the weather today is
Charlotte.
Hot.
Humid. This is getting good. This is getting good.
Is
All right, so who is Zianda?
Zianda Yako is a girl from Grahamstown. I grew up from in Grahamstown.
So you're closer?
I'm very closer.
Okay.
I'm closer.
And
I was always around the arts growing up, obviously, because I'm in Grahamstown. So I decided from a young age that this is actually what I wanted to do. And nobody actually told me that I should not, because I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. But, you know, it's another story for another day. But basically, I'm just a girl in this Johannesburg trying to chase her dreams now.
Okay, but, so hold on. Have you done television work?
I have done television
work. What have you done?
I've done Scandal.
Scandal!
hell? That one, right?
I'm like, getting her to sell herself. I've got the bio.
It's
I know
more like scandal.
There we go.
Like that, not like that.
There we go.
So
she's competing, Ellen.
Timothy and Charlotte. You see that?
I'm going to just go and have some coffee and people, call me when. You
when
know.
People want me, they just want every bit of me. You know, what can I say?
I've done can scandal, you blame I've done high rollers.
Matthew, you're winning. You're winning. Matthew, you. Stick, man. You're hot, baby. You're hot. Timothy, you can say. Oh, I'm joking.
It's okay. Why do you want me to be so badly?
Somebody said to me, if I had to, and this is, I'm sorry, I've got to indulge myself. If I had to sleep with, if there was any woman I would sleep with, okay, I would sleep with Barbara Streisand and Oprah Winfrey. And you could.
And now Zianda.
Could I?
Zianda, I'm telling you, you could hit the. Like,
I think, do you know what I think is going on here, Alan?
That's, and if she gets her up there.
Only if I can get my hair up. But listen, do you know what I think is happening here? You know, do you know I have playground syndrome? I think I actually, you have a mild crush on me.
Maybe.
I'm actually representing the big black woman inside you. So I'm scaring you. It's okay, baby. You know, it's okay. Really, it's okay.
It's a big black
just
woman.
Let it happen. Just let it happen.
Who? Ooh, I could so be like Maya Angelou meets like Big Mama.
Yeah,
just slap the bitch.
Slap the bitch.
Because I never got that Madea. What was her name?
No, the one with the loose boobs.
No.
What is that woman about?
I don't know. She needs to wear a bra, though.
I mean, I like the guy when he does his these other shows. What the? What Madea?
It was funny the first two times. Now
I didn't get it.
Weird.
It was. I actually found it very depressed.
Did you?
The family, everyone's dying. They all hate each other. It's like, ugh.
That's life in the project. That's life in the hood.
It's not the project.
It is the project.
When Madea comes on in the Jerry Springer show, I say, you're not Madea.
Okay.
And nor am I.
No, okay. Moving along.
Grahamstown, you're in Johannesburg. You've done Scandal. You've done some other. Because I tell you something. Let me tell you. I'm a television producer by trade. And I've seen a lot of crap. I really have. I really have seen lots. I'd like to play with you.
Or would you like to play with me?
Not like that, but I'd like to play with you.
I would like to play with
on
you.
On screen,
too.
I'd like to play with you.
Zianda, your coffee's in a plastic cup on the way out.
It's okay,
just go. Thank you. Go.
I'm not as type mad, don't worry.
Oh, damn. So, this is a great little show that you're putting together.
Yes.
And you're opening soon.
Yes.
How long is the run, Charlotte?
We open on the 15th and we close on the 23rd.
Okay, divine.
Yeah. And so do the math, yeah.
Don't, Ellen, don't.
Just in time for Christmas.
Can we play that again, please? Because Matthew didn't hear it. Please play that for us.
What was that?
Ann Powers, us very special guests here on cliffcentral.com. This is The Unview with Alan Ford and my darling Matthew Coonan.
But no, I wasn't 25 and 79. You're crazy, your maths is mad. I was much younger.
79, you were 25.
I couldn't have been because I got married to Bill when I was in 1981 and I was 22.
God, 79.
Yes.
That is how long ago? 35 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
Then you're 70.
Exactly.
Matt's lit.
You need to get 20% now to pass.
I know. That's
right. Wow. So nice. I would have been like an honors student.
You wouldn't have become an actress, darling. You would have been an engineer.
Yes.
I will tell you something so shameful.
You got 20%.
No, I actually got a distinction for maths and matric higher grade and a 97% for computational maths first year university.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I can't count anymore.
But
I've clearly digressed in terms of the art.
Your parents must be very proud.
Terribly. How many days? Opening the 15th to the 23rd is 8 days.
Yes, and yes. They're about 11 performances because it's 2:30 and 7:30. And there's a restaurant there and a place for kids to play. Am I pushing this enough?
Please do.
Okay, good. Right. And it's a great cast, except Zianda. Well, you know, she begged, so
sure.
I get it. So I said, all right, fine.
We'd like to do it.
I'm actually just doing this for charity.
It was Zianda, Helen Mirren, and so I said, right, fine.
Would you shoot?
Yeah.
You know, so we got that. And we have Andre Lotta from...
Oh, we love Andre.
Yes. Andre's gorgeous.
You don't know Andre. Beautiful. Just
Simone
take my word
well?
For it.
Is
it?
And Simone Nurtman, who's been...
Well, is Andre single? We've got
no.
people...
You know, he's
no,
not.
No.
Very married.
Spoken
Matt back.
Very, very
Although,
married.
I was in Rocky Horror with him, and I used to touch his abs regularly.
Oh. Well, yes. I did make him for the audition. I said, look, I need to see. He played the part of the woodcutter. I need to see whether or not you're strong enough. Does it look as though you could wield an axe?
Yes.
So he had to take his shirt off. And
well, thank God you didn't want to see his wood. Well, maybe you did. I don't know. I did not.
He's a married man.
I wasn't there for those auditions. I don't know. I wasn't there.
What did you get Zyanda to do?
Oh, I just asked her just to pitch rehearsals, and that's it. No,
just not to be drunk.
Basic.
Yeah,
just asked me not to be drunk.
Yeah, just pitch, and I'd be really happy.
Well, I've got to tell you something. It's absolutely fabulous that you came into studio. Thank you. You've entertained me.
Thank you so much.
I hope next year. I can't attend. I'm in Cape Town, but.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
No, Matt, it's not your turn.
Matt, are you coming to see it?
Totally.
Yay!
I'm in Durban until the 20th, and then I'm there.
Stunning.
Oh, all right. So you just.
Plus, Matt's a judge of the ladies, so he's got to look.
Oh, he's got to be there. Oh, no.
We can say that. They put it in the program. I mean, they're going to write.
We're going to put it in the program. We're going to have a picture of you.
Oh, please.
Well, we're going to obviously have a beautiful a hamper picture for you when you arrive. You know, I mean, flowers and wine. What do you drink? Just let us know.
And I must tell you, he loves tall, dark, handsome.
Zyanda's included in that.
Yeah. Tall, dark, and handsome. Timothy, can you be there on the 21st?
Please come, Tim, save it.
I'm getting confused. Are we back to Hedwig again? I'm
just and the best actress in a musical does not go to Zyanda.
He's just blown it, Zyanda. Yo.
Ooh. Hella, there was so.
Is that why I didn't win with the other show, Matt? What did the other girl do?
No, this is his first year. Don't worry, he hasn't gone there. Okay. I have done this though before. That being said, so what do you sing original stuff?
I don't sing anything in the show.
Like you?
No. Originally, I don't sing in the script, but they've put in something for me to sing because you know.
She can sing a little bit. So
a little bit. I mean, I don't.
Is it original or what is it?
Original.
No, it's original.
All original.
Do you want to give us something?
Please do.
I don't.
Have mercy on him. Have mercy on him. Now you must come see the show if you want to hear more.
No.
I'm getting confused.
Matt!
So have mercy on him.
It's for the wolf.
For the wolf.
Oh, I get it. But I thought that was the Soweto Gospel Choir there. I thought we were going to church for a second.
No, honey. My voice just takes you to church.
Okay. Oh! Take me to church.
Yes!
Oh, we're getting good in this studio.
Wow.
It is happening here in Johannesburg. Do not miss the big bad musical. Zyanda Yakol, Charlotte Butler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Really loads of
fun. They have been so fabulous.
Oh, divine.
Some others, or some more than others, I suppose. Zyanda. And I'm not looking at Zyanda right now.
I love you so much, Matt. Meet me outside when I get my coffee again.
Listen, I think this chick will take you down. Down like Donkey Town.
Bring it.
Talking about
Donkey Town.
Some magical things that are happening. Beautiful creatures. You were in the original.
I was the first in Vubu.
The hippo.
I was a happy hippo.
But you don't look like a hippo. You more look
fat.
Like a happy mouse.
No, he's lost weight now.
What radio doesn't indicate is what eyes can do and facial expressions, people of Cliff Central.
Yes. I'll leave now.
Coming back.
Charlotte Butler, thank you, top director. Thank you for being with us.
But indeed, it's opening this evening at the Theatre of Marcellus. It's on a huge stage.
I know, it's a nice.
And it's ready for the East Ronders. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's divine. Love it. Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful one. This show is music written for kids by Ed Jordan. And Alan Glass is on the team. And, you know, I think it's one of these colorful African productions. It's completely original. It's exciting. It's fresh. It's got some amazing people. We've spoken to Zach before. Remember Zach? Our donkey man.
Zach Hendrick.
You know what I think we should do? We should try to phone him.
You try. It's got Zach and it's got Carly Graham.
Carly, hello, I love Carly.
From your phone.
Am I literally phoning from here?
I want to tell you that I didn't appreciate the fact that his donkey kicked my director, but seriously,
please
true.
Tell us about that.
I'm going to tell you in a moment, but I want to see if we can get him on the line.
Let's see. I'm trying right here. I'm not even. Let's see what he does.
When did this happen?
Two weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
He's got a donkey farm. Do you know that?
What was your director doing to the donkey?
Nothing. Trying to film, get an angle. The donkey kicked the director. My director is a...
Film what?
Is a 45-year-old lady. She's a young lady. I mean, she's brilliant.
Zach. Is he there? You need to behave quickly. Give me one second.
You're going on air. Okay, here we go. Let's
put him.
Boom, there we
put
go.
Him in there. Hello, Zaki.
Zaki!
Zach, you there? Zach Hendricks. Zach.
Hello?
Hi, Zach. Hi. You live on radio. How are you doing?
Hello, Alan Zach. Don't be cuck.
Oh, good. How are you? Cool, man.
Zach, first of all, of course, you know, famous actor, Afrikaans, English, across the board. You're now in the production Beautiful Creatures.
Yes.
Who do you play?
I'm playing Roddy the Rhino.
Roddy the Rambunctious Rhino. That guy.
Yes, that's the one.
Yes. Yeah.
Clearly this.
I'm playing a little bit of a monkey too.
Monkey business. That
but
one.
But you do that on a daily,
you can
Zachy.
All the songs. How bloody impressive. I'm flipping impressed.
Because Matthew played the hippo. He played the hippo in the original.
It's Pumi and Sinyani. Yeah. And then we have Vicky Friedman that's also doing the choreography. And we have Gina Smukler who's doing the directing. We've also got the theatre veteran Carly Graham who's playing Tallulah, the tortoise.
Wait, is theatre veteran like kind
well,
of code
that's
for old?
Well, that's why she's playing the tortoise, because she's old and decrepit, you know? Oh, that was so jiggy.
You need to tell us about the donkey story. Okay.
So Zach, first and foremost, we look forward to the opening of Beautiful Creatures happens tonight. It runs this week and next week, by the way, at Empress Palace, which is great. And you play the rhino and the monkey, which is always fun. I mean, you know, thinking of you, and I haven't met you properly, I met you once, but Matthew, I could imagine this is a very weird children's musical. Yeah. I don't know. I just have this feeling. But, and Ed Jordan's nuts, so it's just the whole thing's a bit crazy. But
Matt is leaving the studio.
It's not your normal family musical, because it does cater for the family. That's why, hence, the family musical. It's not necessarily a children's theatre production.
It's
also won the Naledi, which is the theatre award, the theatre award in Gauteng in 2011 for best family musical. And it does really cater for everybody. There's something for not only for the kids, but there's also some characters and stuff that the adults can also relate to. So it's really something that everybody can enjoy. And like if moms and dads and the grands and stuff bring their kids, like it's a really great day out for everybody, you know?
Okay, so now we're going to leave Beautiful Creatures. It's happening. We've given it a punt.
Yes.
Zach Hendricks, I've got to tell you something. First and foremost, thank you so much. The new season of Veranderinge on CakeNet with Ruda Landman and Eloise Cupido happens 8th of January. You gave me the idea to come and do a weird and wacky story with Ruda at the donkey.
Yeah, it was lovely to have Ruda Landman on my farm. I was like,
on the donkey farm.
Ruda Landman's on my farm.
How many people get to say that, Zach?
And how many people? Ruda is playing with donkeys, and sounds like a musical. That's even weirder. But that being said. Do you know that your donkey kicked my director?
No. We were taking photos, and this is a new donkey, and the donkey was very cute. But you know, like, they're still animals, so every now and then they'll still get, like, a little bit, you know, camera shy, I suppose.
The white donkey kicked my director.
That's so hectic.
Yeah, in the ribs.
In the ribs.
On the right.
Oh,
in
my
the ribs.
Lord.
But
that being said, she was fine. It was just a little bruise. I don't know if the rib was broken. You
how's
know,
the
but,
donkey, more importantly?
Yeah.
How's the donkey? Is the donkey
all
right?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Ruda is a 45-year-old lady. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
I mean, Ruda was behind her. Ruda could be kicked with
her. My donkey was still a bubba. It's traumatized.
Oh, poor baby.
The donkey's fine.
Zach, the products are working. They're working. I'm looking at a glowing owl.
Yeah, he's very,
he's
very
gorgeous.
Shiny, Zach.
It's just, I must cheat, it's moist.
Well, the thing is, Ruda already placed another order. We gave the crew some of the samples and stuff. And before we get Ruda, I mean, the Ruda already put in another order in last week. And that's sort of the general response that we are getting. Like, people are definitely coming back to us and doing second orders. And that sort of is confirmation for us that, firstly, they enjoy the product, but the product is working, you know. So the company is still new. So it's quite cool in that regard.
Zach, I'm going to say the following to you. Firstly, congratulations on Beautiful Creatures, all the work that you do in the entertainment business, and of course for introducing donkeys and donkey milk and seriously, donkey cream. And giving me a crazy story to put on national TV. Thank you very much.
Great. Listen, Alan, I'm going to punt myself. If anybody would like to check out the Donkey Dairy, they've got to go to the donkeydairy.com. And like all the products are there in these online stores. So people are interested to know what
we're about. Donkeydairy.com. Seriously, it's
the donkeydairy.com.
The donkeydairy.com.
Listen, if you get an order from Zianda, just ignore it.
That's my bus, Zach, that you're talking to.
Oh, that's so cheeky, Maddie.
All right, Zaki, you're going to give us some of your soap. Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome.
Zach, be good, darling. Be good.
Bye. Cheers. What was I doing there?
Because you were going to tell him something.
You see, it's not, Zander, you see, it's not that easy.
Oh, I was trying to wrap up the show, and then I just froze.
Okay, we have literally 2 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Timothy.
Yes.
You and I are going to rock with a whole bunch of wonderful people.
Indeed.
At the Clifmas.
Yes.
Carols
at the Lyric for
this
great
Sunday.
Cause.
It's R100 a ticket. Pop in. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Try and you. In the, oh shit!
And the
you must go to and where you're thinking.
And I was in Classics as Groot. The CD and DVDs are out. They've just hit gold.
Really?
And tomorrow night I'm performing with Gloria Bosman and Anna Duffel at Ode Libertas in Stellenbosch in African Sunset. So if you're in Stellenbosch or Cape Town, please come through and support.
I love you. Thank you for doing this for us. And of course, you know, you're part of the team.
Yes.
And you're my little Timmy. I love you, Timothy. When else in that
I love
song?
You, Alan.
That's a great song.
We'll be singing together. Can't wait.
Rock and roll.
Indeed.
Please come and support.
Just reminding you, you're the backup singer.
No, I'm not the backup.
Oh.
Not my words.
I didn't say that.
But you did say that we need
my collaborator. My collaborator. My duet singer.
Zianda Yako, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alan.
You are a delight.
You are amazing.
She's all right.
New year, I want you in studio.
Thank you.
I want to have the competition of the Met and the Z.
Thank
the
you,
Z
Lord.
And the Met, okay?
Yeah.
The AMZ. You know, it's
AMZ.
Yeah,
it's AMZ. AMC? What?
You go back to Jacob the Wolf. Leave me alone. Of course, it's always my wonderful controller. I love you, baby face. Okay. And Matty, you leave to go off to Derbs and
Totes.
Have a good Christmas.
I'm gonna do the sensing thing in Derbs.
Yeah,
you know, with my Oaks Jared and Jonathan.
Oh, and the surface is so hot, dude.
You know,
cowabunga. Where am I from? Don't act, don't sing. Just shut up. Basically. This has been The Unview. My name is Alan Ford. It is on cliffcentral.com. You can download the podcast. It's been so much fun having you with us. And remember, we always want to find out who is the thin, who is the rich, and who is the fabulous.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.